Hi everybody, I'm Terry Brown and this is Bass Fan Radio, and with me is one of the premier anglers in all of the country and a guy that you've probably heard of many, many times. And with me today is Gary Klein. And Gary, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Terry. I always look forward to having the opportunity to visit with you.
Well, you and I have become very, very good friends over the years, and I've followed your career even before we were friends. The guy that probably has as much history in the world of professional bass fishing as anybody, but you've had a couple, three or four absolute great years, had a couple maybe off, but you're back on a roll again.
Well, I didn't know that so many people were keeping tabs of my career and how it works out, but yeah, you know, I have no complaints. You know, I'm still living my dream. I was brought up on the tournament circuits. I've been able to stay involved in competitive fishing for some 25 years, and I'm one of these anglers, Terry, that I'm just eating up with competition. I love to fish. I love to compete. And, yes, I'm constantly trying to improve.
Well, you know, you started at such a young age, we think you're an old guy, but in reality, you're just in your 40s. And you know, you look back at when you started this thing, Gary, you know, you talk about 25 years doing it. We think, man, this guy's got to be 60. But in reality, you started very, very young.
Well, I was a youngster, and I actually started right out of high school, which a lot of anglers really don't know that. But I actually competed in my very first BASS tournament in 1979, so that was quite a few years ago.
When you look back at those days and the struggles and the trials of tribulation of being a California angler traveling the country for BASS, a lot of things have changed since that time.
Yeah, they really have, but they've all changed for the better, and that's what I'm excited about. You know, the future of the sport is now. And it seems like it's taken us so many years to get the sport in a position where we want it to be recognized by the rest of the community and the rest of the world. And I really feel that we're right now, we're on the threshold of all of our dreams coming true. So it's a really exciting time to be a professional angler.
Well, you know, Gary, and I want to go into that a little bit here at Bass Fan. You know, we think we've got a part in that, maybe getting some of the press out. But one of the things that's really neat now is the non-endemic sponsorships. Holy cow, they just continue to come.
Well, exactly. And I think, you know, like, you know, you and I have talked about in the past, this is just the beginning. Because once they feel, or when one corporation sees the benefit of being associated with such a family-orientated sport outdoors, more will follow, and we're starting to see the trend in the last couple of years.
Well, we feel that we've kind of made a coup in a couple of areas. One is that the rankings now, the Bass Fan rankings that have been very, very popular, you're way up there in the top of that. It's now going to be sponsored by State Farm Insurance. So you're looking at maybe a very, very one of the biggest large, you know, insurance companies in the world, and most definitely the number one in automobile coverage is now going to sponsor the rankings.
Yeah, and you know, the rankings is something that anglers and people that really are trying to follow this sport can go to and instantly get some idea of who's who in the realm of professional bass fishing.
Well, you know, Gary, look back a little bit with me, if you would. If you looked at the top 10 money winners, and, you know, that can change so quickly now because you've got tournaments where they're paying $250,000, $300,000, some of those kind of things. So some of the anglers who are really the premier anglers could get lost in the shuffle if they just have a bad year.
Well, I tell you, Terry, you know, I think everybody has their own opinions of a good year and a bad year, but financially or I guess place-wise, if somebody goes out there and has a little off year, yeah, they can kind of get caught up in all that. But yeah, the sport's been good to a few of us for quite a few years, you know, again, yes, you can really get healthy now in a hurry with just having, you know, a couple of very, very good events. But with the prize purses increasing, yeah, you're going to see dramatic changes in the standings. It's still taking quite a while for some of the young guys to catch up with us, but you're going to see them have the opportunity to do it in a lot quicker manner.
Well, you know, I got to go back. A couple of years ago, you won everything. You were the guy that, except for the Classic, I think that year you were the guy. And, you know, you got over $500,000 in one trail and over $1 million, I think, for the year. I mean, it's just unbelievable the amount of money that can be won. And in that one particular year, you were on fire.
Well, I tell you, you know, we're always subject to tournament scheduling. And you'll notice if you follow the anglers from year to year, that some anglers really turn it up and some anglers are learning. And a lot of that has to do with the type of lake and the time of year that a lot of our events are scheduled on. And so you just gotta, you have to learn how to be a very versatile angler, go with the flow, catch them every event you go to, because your time's coming. And then it may be one event, or it may be three events or four events, and it clicks, and you know, the rest is history.
Well, I gotta tell you, folks, this guy is way too humble, because I've been on the water with him many, many times. It doesn't matter if they're out in 20 foot of water, if they're on a ledge, if they're fishing bluffs, if he's fishing spawning fish, you're always on them. I don't want to hear that you can't catch a fish in different conditions, because I've been with you.
Well, I tell you, Terry, you know, a lot of that is being raised from California, and, you know, fishing deep water and clear water. And I think really, you know, fishing all your life, you really have the tendency to become very versatile. You know, that's probably one of my greatest assets, but yet on the other hand, it can also be, you know, a battle that I have to always struggle with. You know, like I said earlier, I'm an angler that really enjoys to fish, and that's the reason why I still continue to do what I do at my level, is for the love of the sport. And I don't care if they're 2-pounders or you know, 4-pounders. I still like to catch the fish. They don't even have to be bass. I still like to go fishing. But yet, having experienced all the different ways to catch fish, I've become very versatile. And sometimes that's come back to haunt me, because I'm real quick to make changes. And sometimes I needed to be a little bit more bullheaded and stay focused on a one technique for that event, and, you know, pull out the victory. So, you know, again, there's so many different aspects of competitive fishing that the average listener cannot comprehend. That catching the fish is the easiest part of the whole scenario. And, you know, the more you fish, the more you experienced you become, then you start really having to deal with some battles within yourself. And that's probably where I am right now, is I have to constantly focus on who I am, how I like to fish, what the fish are doing, time of year, type of lake, species of fish, and then try to execute. And that doesn't always mean fishing the most productive technique to catch fish. It may mean fishing for less strikes but larger quality fish.
Well, I gotta think about something else in the mental game. You know, you're such a versatile angler. You're also probably known most for having that flipping stick and being able to go out there and catch that big string of fish. But the other thing that I think now that maybe is thrown into the wrinkle, into the works this year, is the start of the season starts in January, and you guys really get very few weeks off until June. It's kind of a different deal, and the mental aspects are really going to play, don't you believe?
Well, you know, Terry, exactly. This is the first time I can remember in my entire career where we've, you know, I'm literally scheduled to fish 16 events from January to June. And, you know, that's a pretty full schedule. I'm fishing 3 a month back to back, so I get to come home for 5 days every month. But yet, I'm really kind of excited about it, because it gives me the opportunity to, you know, basically stay focused, get with the flow, and just keep catching fish, you know, from lake to lake to lake that we go to. So, yeah, it's going to be a struggle for some, and some guys are really going to enjoy the new format. But hey, you know, we're trying something different, and I'm excited about it. And let's just see how it all works out.
Well, Gary, finally, you know, I'm just looking out for another big year from you. You know, you've been picked in the early stages of the season as one of the guys to always watch. You've had a good season start so far. Probably not to the level you're looking for, but it's going to be a great spring, don't you believe?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I'm really excited this year. I've been trying to focus real hard, and, you know, the first 3 events that we had at Florida, I think I came out of there in really good shape, and I'm really looking forward to this next series of 3 events that we have coming up, and actually looking forward to going to California out here in April. So we really, really have a great, great tournament schedule this year.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.